Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert, because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
What do we make of this Miami performance here? Because, man, you talk about shocking. This had to have been one of, if not the most shocking offensive performances of certainly of this week. I want to say of the last month or so, because Miami's offense, Matt, was in the dirt. I mean, they were dead. They were DOA this week. Tua last week, remember, had 100 yards passing and 3 interceptions. He was essentially benched for Quinn Ewers. There was a real question, especially in the postgame comments, as to whether or not Tua would see the football field for the rest of the year, man. So crazy, crazy stuff. They go out and they play Atlanta, who, oh, by the way, Atlanta's defense, I'd been saying this all week, Atlanta's defense was low-key underrated.
Yeah.
And I guess that wasn't the case, because Miami came out just absolutely scorched earth. I mean, it was very efficient what they did offensively.
Yeah, it's just a reminder. Atlanta's got to be, I know we're talking about Miami here, but just real quick, Atlanta's got to be one of the weirdest teams
always
in the NFL right now. I mean, they're always weird, but they're extra weird this year, dude. I mean, they have one of the most impressive wins of the season, which is against the Buffalo Bills on a Monday night, you know, where I thought that was just really, really impressive. And then they've also been blown out by the Panthers. They've been blown out by the Dolphins. I mean, completely blanked by those two teams. Now, I do think, Rook, just last point on Atlanta, this should cement the case of just how important Drake London is to this team. Like, yeah, Darnell Mooney, nice
team
player.
MVP.
And obviously Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins. Another guy that, like I said at the top, don't let anybody gaslight you into thinking, oh yeah, no, it's going to be better if we get the dusty veteran, if Andy Dalton behind center who can't move, Kirk Cousins definitely ain't helping out this Falcons offense because he can't move at this point. And that was a really bad performance by Kirk Cousins. So that's obviously part of it. But this passing offense falls off the cliff when you don't have Drake London on the other side of it, which I think just contributed to the way Miami was able to run away in this game. But yeah, man, I mean, I think that while the offense has been up and down, I think Jaylen Waddle, who's kind of was like a, and I still think when he has these bad games, people crop up and are like, see, I told you Jaylen Waddle's not that good. He's not that good. And last week was obviously a bit of a letdown for him, but he has stepped into the number one wide receiver role in this offense since Tyreek Hill went down. And he has played extremely well since week five. He's averaging just under 80 yards per game, 22.3% target share, 53% share of the air yards. I think Jaylen Waddle just deserves a huge shout out. And once again, had a couple of big plays in this one.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the averages. I mean, what's really interesting is that, he's had 95 plus receiving yards in three of his last four games. I mean, his average is brought down sharply from last week's performance, the week prior's performance, where again, Tua only had 100 yards passing. But in every other week, 95 plus receiving yards. That is so impressive, man. Six targets, five grabs, 99 yards, and a touchdown in this ball game. Terrible last week, but again, other than last week, Waddle has been incredibly productive.
No question about it. And I think he's showing that he can be that top guy for this passing game. Obviously, we don't know what next year is going to look like with this coaching staff, or I certainly don't think Tua's back as the quarterback. Like, 1 week here, you see he like had an eye injury or infection or something, like an infection, I think. And he was like, basically his left eye was completely swollen up. Tua before the game. And I was like, damn, he played better with one eye than he did the whole course of the season with two eyes. So I don't know what to make of that.
That's insane. But is this guy needs to run out there with an eye patch. Let's go.
I guess so. Yeah. An eye patch would be an interesting switch up for him from an aesthetic perspective. But I certainly think there's some merit to it after the performance in this game. But no, yeah, I mean, we don't know what next year's going to look like for Jaylen Waddle. I don't expect Tyreek Hill to be back with this team. I don't think Tua's going to be back with this team. I'm pretty sure the coaching staff is not going to be back. I think it's headed for a full rebuild in Miami. This game doesn't really change those results. But one thing I do know for sure, Jaylen Waddle, very, very good at football, and is somebody that should be around to help the next iteration of Miami offense, whatever it is. And I think he's a guy that can win in some real deal receiver ways. That's another thing I wanted to note here, that when I was talking about Jaylen Waddle prior to the season, why I liked taking him in fantasy, why I wanted to be kind of ahead of consensus on him this year. One, because I think the narrative on him had gone too far in terms of like, oh, he's actually bad because the efficiency metrics dropped off last year. No, to me, I think it's just it was completely situational based because he is, as I've said a lot, the outside on the line of scrimmage player in this offense who runs the difficult routes. And because then you're that guy on an offense where the quarterback wants to get the ball out so fast, and you're pretty much going to be third, maybe even fourth in the progression at times because you have the Tyreek Hill kind of create a touch stuff, the Jonnu Smith create a touch stuff, the Devon Achane swings out of the backfield, screens, stuff like that. It's going to be hard to get targets in that way. So I thought, to me, what might actually be good for Waddle is if we knew we were removing Jonnu Smith, I thought maybe Tyreek Hill could be traded midseason. Turned out he just gets hurt. He's going to miss the rest of the year. What if Jaylen Waddle is kind of moved around the formation? Well, that hasn't even really happened necessarily. No. He has played outside on 81% of his snaps in this stretch since week five, where he's averaging 80 yards per game. So it's mostly just been a lot of downfield big boy routes for Waddle. He's averaging 15.8 air yards per target. So again, it's one of those right for the not exact reasons that I would have thought in terms of why he's been so productive the last few weeks.
Can I also bring this up about Miami's offense? And please, for the love of God, let's just go back to this. And I talked about this last year with you, Matt, that I thought that Jonnu Smith was too involved. I thought the tight ends have been too involved in this Miami offense. And Darren Waller goes on IR. They you know, bring in Greg Dulcich or whatever, but he barely runs any routes. He doesn't get any targets. Some dude named Tanner Connor ends up running in 9 routes and gets 2 targets for 2 receptions and 6 yards. But the tight ends were completely de-emphasized in this offense. And I honestly, Matt, I don't think it's a coincidence that, okay, in this particular offense, if you de-emphasize the tight ends, you get back to playing what Mike McDaniel was successful at 2 years ago. And all of a sudden they're a lot more efficient. I know some of the Jonnu Smith stuff was effective last year, but we just got too much of it, just way too much of it. And for me, I thought this game really showed that, okay, we're getting away from the tight ends, even though we've got these, you know, off-brand, no-name wide receivers, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Malik Washington, you know.
Hey, watch it.
Watch it. Malik Washington is a very good up-and-coming player. There's no question. But I'm just saying, we get away from the tight ends, get to real wide receivers, real pass catching guys. And I thought the offense looked a lot better for it.
Well, it's an offense that I think you could call it a KISS offense. Keep it simple, stupid, in terms of the offense, where I think maybe the fewer players that you have here, certain quarterbacks, look, we trust them, and certain quarterbacks and play callers, I think we can trust them to activate all of the eligibles, right? Indianapolis is doing a fantastic job with this, where they're able to activate everybody in certain situations. They've got a great run game. Yeah, Denver, I think, is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finding its way with that, I wouldn't say it's been perfect, but they certainly were good. Absolutely. On Sunday, and I think we'll talk about them more in the next episode. Green Bay, look, as much as sometimes people pull their, and we have pulled our hair out sometimes, you've got more hair than me, but we pull our hair out a little bit about this wide receiver rotation. They're able to really activate all of their eligibles and find the strengths and the ways to use all of these guys. I'm not sure that Tua, when we're comparing him to even Buffalo, which I just think the players there aren't as good as any of the ones we've discussed here so far in terms of some of the outside receivers, but they do a good job of activating different players for certain situations. It's just been a little bit more difficult this year for other factors, but they have Josh Allen. The Packers have Jordan Love. Obviously the Colts have the great Daniel Jones, who's just running Shane Steichen's offense to peak efficiency. Yeah. I'm not sure that we've seen that with Tua being able to activate a variety of different guys. I think when we really simplify it, that might be better for him. And to the point of that, when we're looking at just this week 8 game, I think that, and it's funny because I would say the same stuff with Darren Waller that I said about Jonnu Smith, which to your point was, I think that those plays were good. I think that there were times where it made sense, but in this game in week 8, there's no nobody involved from a route participation standpoint other than Jalen Waddle, over 70%. Mm-hmm. We're kind of rotating some guys here because it's a lot of, you know, that Alec Ingold is involved in the offense. They have a fullback, but it's kind of Jalen Waddle's our base wide receiver.
Yeah.
We're running things through him. Then we get the ball to Devon Achane as a receiver for a team high 7 targets because we know Tua's got to get it out there in the flats. We got to have the screens and things of that nature.
Really
the only other guy who's heavily targeted on a per route basis is Malik Washington.
Yep.
Under 4 air yards per target in the kind of layup ways that you want to get a guy like Malik Washington running horizontal routes, stuff like that underneath, being kind of a zone coverage beater. That's what you want from him. So it is one of those units where if we simplify it, I think it works a little bit better. And then you can have Mike McDaniel, who is a good play caller and I think a good offensive designer, attack the weak spots for Atlanta's defense, because they're a team that will blitz you a lot, but they had some injuries in this game, like Divine Diablo not playing his backup. They were able to target him, like just take the corner on the other side away from AJ Terrell. Well, that's a profitable matchup there for them. And if you just do that with a small handful of players, I think that works a little bit better for Miami. But Jalen Waddle, kind of the guy that is capable, in my opinion, of being the straw that stirs the drink, that like key central figure here.
100%. You know, to your point about Mike McDaniel, too, it's like, You know how they always have that phrase, chestnut checkers, right? And it's like, I kind of wish that Miami's offense would be more like checkers, because I feel like Mike McDaniels is trying to play like Settlers of Catan right now. You know, like it's like, hey, listen, man, we don't need to do all these things. You know, like it's okay. Yeah. It's like you've got these chess pieces that do certain things. It's very mechanical, but it's okay. Like let's just run those things, because those things run really well. And I'd like to see them again. Even when Darren Waller comes back, who knows if he's ever coming back, for God's sake.
Yeah.
did he
tear his pec?
I don't know. Actually, I don't think that. Oh, shoot. I don't know. I can't say, actually. I know he's on IR, so he's going to be gone for at least the minimum next 3 games here for Miami. But we'll see. By the way,
he suffered a chest injury. So yeah, a pectoral injury. I don't know if he tore it or not, but that, God, I don't know what it is. I was talking with somebody about this recently where it was just like, tearing a pec, that sounds freaking brutal. I mean, I can I can conceptualize what because I've torn up my knee before. Like I can conceptualize what that is. And he's like, oh, okay. But obviously horrible, but it's like, I get that, you know, ankle injury, something like tearing your pec or your bicep. Like it's just like, God, that sounds, sounds so horrible. Sounds freaking horrible. I mean, it all sounds bad, but that sounds particularly horrible. But yeah, I'm with you. Darren Waller, like we don't even know when he'll be back, but yeah. I like your point about the chestnut checkers here, because you can play checkers and still be strategic about it and be like forward 100%. Thinking, which is kind of what Miami's offense was to begin with, that from like a personnel standpoint and kind of the design of it's like, okay, well that's pretty, they run a lot of like 2 tight ends, 21 personnel with the fullback, kind of almost old school ish stuff. But they condensed it. They brought the receivers in close to the line, to the offensive line and to the tackle box.
Tons of motion.
Tons of pre-snap motion at the snap motion where, you're kicking the guy out in the kind of cheap motions and stuff like that. That's really taking the simple. It's what Sean McVay calls the illusion of complexity. It's like, oh my gosh, this looks so complex. It's actually not all that complex. You just have to have the players that can execute. And I think right now the Miami Dolphins have some guys who have kind of bought into that execution, you know, in terms of Malik Washington doing his kind of thing from the pre-snap motion. Achane been in the system a couple years. Waddle, like I said, being that straw that stirs the drink. So, yeah, Waddle was a guy. I just updated my dynasty rankings on Friday. He's kind of a guy that, like, I don't really know what to do with because I don't really know what the future of this team is. But if you're just into buying the talent, he's certainly a guy that right now I think is in a good position because he's showing a lot. He's showing he's worth that, like, 12th among wide receivers APY salary. I think very much showing he's worth that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.